When I walked away, I thought of a question. That why is it that the Avelis is buttoned both days? Because one day, like for us, the 14th is the Kumbasei. And that's the difference between Purim and Hanukkah, because Hanukkah don't shave al tasa. So that's why Hanukkah, we don't say in the Avelis. So what about the Shushan Purim? How come the Maharam de Rutenberg on Shushan Purim also he held that there's that you're not knowing the bells before asking? So the Rav asked the same question. That's right. Somewhere to show. And he gave a good answer. You guys can think of it too. It's not that hard an answer. But it's a good answer.
You say the yom is like an objective yom for everybody in Klal Yisrael. It's true. The yasiyah.
In other words, the 2 days are one. 2 days are unified. Right.
The yom rechta.
It's like a yom rechta.
They call it there.
He calls it an hour again.
Yeah,
that's the answer. That's good. Okay.
But if it's a yom rechta, then so why shouldn't the yisur of malacha shouldn't that have been on both days then?
And which part of the Gemara? We hold it's not on both days.
I know the Gemara answers that really no, Yisra Malach was only on one day, but Yisra has been time on both.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we said that it depends on how you interpret the Yisra Malach. If the Yisra Malach is structural, to give it a structure of the day, like the Yisra Malach of Deraisa, so in that case, you're right.
Interesting.
But if it's just in order to service the assay of the yom, because you're busy in being in Tzarchei Purim,
right.
So then it wouldn't apply to the other day.
Right. Not part of the day itself.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. No, that's what I'm talking
about. Does it get incorporated into the yom arechta?
No. Because the assay still was only on one day. It's a means for the Asiya. It's a means for the Asiya. Okay, so you want to try to go further? Let's go with Tveya.
Rufa, Chizkiya Kari B'Tveya Barbesa Rav Kamesar. Misafkalei imu kefes chomim mimos Yeshua ben Nunhi ilo. Mimisafkalei milsa ditveria v'haksiv v'arimiftar hatzadim tzar v'chamas rekes v'kinares v'kaimelan rekes is ditveria. So why was...
Arimiftar, it says hatzidim. Tzir v'chamas rekes or rakas, whatever.
Rakas.
V'kinares. Kaimelan rakas ditveria. So you see the pasuk says that what? That's our Ariya Mifzah, that's the Mukefas Choma, so what's the Shaila?
Haidu Tahimu Dimasafkale. Mishim Dechad Gisa Shura de Yamahavis. Because one side had the river, so it wasn't completely walled.
One side has the Kinaris?
Has the.
Kinaris, right, yeah, because that's where it is. It's very. It's on the Kinaris. So one side has what? Has the Yam. Shura, that's called Shura de Yama. So it has one, so that's good. So it's totally surrounded. It's all protected. So what does Gemara say?
Well, if one side doesn't have a wall, yihachi amai masafkalei v'adai lav chomahi. It's definitely not a choma.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other way Gemara says.
It's definitely not a choma if the one side doesn't have a wall. Titania, asher lo choma v'lo shor igar, saviv pralit veri ashiyama chomasa. So by Yovel, says that if it has, if it's so if it's a shur igar, then it's not choma.
Right. Well, it's not the what is shur igar?
It's a Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi says choma v'lo shur igar.
Bate are choma k'siv. Ir choma v'lo ir she'in la choma b'fnei atzma. Ella mukefes batim svuchos zolazo, v'chomos chitzonos shel batim nasos choma liir. V'hainu shor igar, shor gagoseha chomoseha, gag v'targimin on igar.
Very hard to figure this out, because he's saying two things that contradict each other. He's saying v'chomos chitzonios shel batim nasos choma. So the outer wall of the batim are the choma. So how do you get the roof in? Ram also has it. Somebody showed me that what's his name and the Pirush Mishnayos. Yes, he says he doesn't understand for the same reason. If you're going to say the whole house is a chomel, so then you could say it's including the roof. But he's saying the way Rashi is saying it's just the outer wall of the house. So then why is, how did he get the roof in there? So I was working on it, and then somebody showed me, Taisi Hent himself says it doesn't see. So I just let it go. So somebody tried to explain it. Okay, so we'll just let it go. But
the point is,
you need a choma b'fnei atzma. Right, you need a choma b'fnei atzma, not a choma that's a component of a house.
Right?
Okay.
So that's the din by Bate Arechoma.
That's the din by Bate Arechoma.
And
below Shur Egar. Okay.
Right. And also it has to be Saviv. Rashi, Saviv legabe Bate Achatserim Ksiv, Asher Ein Lahem Choma Saviv, Mechlal de Bate Arechoma, Mesuveves Choma.
Kamar.
As we take that Saviv. So the next pasuk says
Mesuveves. Okay, go ahead.
So Saviv says that for Bate Arechoma it has to be Musuveves Choma. So Pratle Tveria Sheyama Chomasa. So Tveria is no good because Yama Chomasa does it. It's not Musuveves Choma. So we see for Legabe Bate Arechoma it's definitely not a Choma. So what's the Saviv?
So what's the suffix? Problem three, Shiyama Chomosa, because it's not, you don't have a real wall. And so it has the same problem as the Sharia. Correct?
Well, it's not the same problem. It's the same problem in that it doesn't qualify for Choma for Bateri Choma.
Because it'd be the same thing like having a wall of a bias, and that you don't have a Chomosa, but a continuous separate entity surrounding it.
Couldn't you argue that if you didn't have the Shur Igar Limud, then you wouldn't need a Choma Bifne Atma?
Right.
So you could still have a Choma. Tveria would still be you have three walls of a Choma. But the problem is Misuveves means
you need three walls anywhere else.
That's, it needs to be Misuveves.
Enough protection. In other words, definitely it has to be protected. Miftah. So if you only have three sides alone, that's definitely no good. So the question is, what qualifies for protection for a fourth side? Okay, so he's saying you need a choma and not a shur egar, not a wall of a house, but a separate entity of a choma. So now he's saying, if that's the case, so then Tveria doesn't qualify, because it's true you have the protection of the sea, but the fact is, you don't have a choma. But the hell is not even there a choma.
Lo masafkele. Ki masafkele le'in mikra megillah. Was this? Afek my prazim umay mukafin. Dixiv ikame mikra megillah. Mishum dahani miglu vahani mignu. Vahani lo miglu. Here we go. Dahani vahani lo miglu. Vahanami migla. O delma, mishum dahani mignu vahani lo mignu vahanami migna. Mishum haki misafkle.
So what is the show there?
So we learned that it's not a question of a choma proper by Purim. The question is it what's the definition of mufuzar versus mukaf? It's a different qualification. It's not the physical structure of the wall. Is it, so the, his suffix was, is it surround, is it not open or is it protected?
So Nesafkula and Rashi.
Nesafkula and Mekar Megillah, the lo mefurash bachoma. Elashon prazim, v'sheinan prazim, k'sibba. Masafkale hay lashon prazim, yu lashon galoi hu, o lashon ir hanochali kavish.
Yu lashon galoi hu.
Does prazim mean galoi?
So then that would mean what?
That Tveria is galoi.
So it's no good.
So it would...
Doesn't qualify.
Right, well, it doesn't qualify.
It would be prazim. It would not be Batei Arechama. Olashon Ir Anochali Kavish. It means a city that's easy to capture, and since it has the one side as the Yam, so it's not easy to capture.
Right.
Okay, but by Batei Arechama, he's not Masupa.
Right.
That's a different thing. Yeah. You need a Choma proper.
By Batei Arechama,
yeah.
Right, okay, so how many definitions do you have of Batei Arechama? Three, right?
Why would you mean?
You have Batei Arechama that needs a Choma. You have one that the Yam is no good.
Well, that's the same as the Choma.
That's Migli.
Oh, you mean by Megillah?
Well, that's the question. If it's Migli, it's not considered Batei Arechama.
Right.
And Hani Migli. In other words, we have the Yam. Or is the definition that Migni, and then the Yam was qualified. So you have, we need a Choma.
An actual Choma.
An actual Choma, that's what they're Choma. And then you have the what? The Yam is no good. That's one definition of Choma, okay, by Megillah. And then you have a definition of Choma and Megillah where the Yam is good.
Right.
Okay, so how do you define it?
So what's the content, what's the framework where you say they actually need a Choma? That's not Megillah. What's
no, the actual Choma we say is by Batei Arechama proper.
By Yova. Not out of this,
right.
Realm. But, and there is no suffix.
Yeah, there's no suffix. The suffix is by Mikra Megillah.
And over there, that's where the gogos don't work, right?
What?
Over there by Batei Arechama, that's where the gogos don't work. You know, you have the houses next to each other as a wall.
That's right.
Shuriga. Shuriga, yeah.
But by Purim, it would work, right? Is there any reason to think that Shuriga wouldn't work by Purim?
It's not considered a choma there, then why would it be?
Only because over there you need a choma b'fne'atzma.
I mean, it's covered up.
And here you're saying
a
ganya.
Here you don't need don't have the din of choma b'fne'atzma.
Means it should be.
Yeah.
Covers up. I guess it covers up.
Saying
right.
Whether it's being a ganya or.
And it's also a
protected.
Right.
Yeah,
cool.
It's protected also?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
I mean, I cracked it. Sharp roofs.
Yeah, I don't know if you have too many of those anymore. Time of Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeah. Maybe just,
yeah, go ahead.
Just like a first step. You know, I can't really explain exactly the thing by Megillah, but maybe just the it seems like Rashi is just openly saying is that there's a, by Batei Arechama, there's two categories of cities. There's walled cities and the negative of walled cities. So either it has a wall, you know, Lochoma with a Vav, or Lochoma with an Aleph. It doesn't have a wall. But by Purim, there's no such institution as a walled city per se, in a positive sense. There's a din of prazim, which are occurring on the 14th, and non-prazim, the negative prazim. So if prazim means a lashon of, it's vulnerable, so then you're going to learn the negative, and it's so it's not vulnerable, it's protected. Whether it has a wall or not, it's not a positive shame of a walled city. And if prazim means that it's open, uncovered, so then a city that's not uncovered, that's closed, it's, is going to be. You don't need a positive definition of a walled city. It just has to be a non-prosing.
You don't need...
Rashi says, it's Loma Furish Bachoma, Elashim Prasim. It's not that there's... the categories is not walled cities and non-walled cities, like it is by Batei Arechama. that the category is open cities and not open cities. It's relative to Prazim, by Megillah. But on Bater Choma, it's relative to the Ir Choma.
Well, vulnerability I can understand, because that functions in terms of protection.
That's all of the, like, right.
But what is open mean? That's a little bit harder.
Right. What's the advantage of the...
What is Rashi saying? That's the same thing.
This prism could be a lesson of Gullah.
Yeah, go with it.
You can't call it scattered if it's contained.
That's what?
If it's contained.
Contained?
But Gullah is not really contained.
Gullah is, but Gullah means it's...
not contained.
Revealed.
Right. So...
It means you can see it. So if you're in the water, you can see this whole city.
Right.
It's visible.
Right, but who cares?
Right.
Yes, it's not. It's not as private. Maybe the real estate doesn't go for as much.
Why are you saying that vulnerable is a more understandable definition?
Well, vulnerable is a category in the city. I understand that. In other words, is it vulnerable to be captured or not?
Right.
So that I can understand.
Right.
But what do I care if it's visible? In other words, functionally, I can understand vulnerable. It functions in battle.
Right.
But what is visible got to do with anything?
Hezekiah.
Well, relative to the observer, it's weaker if it's visible. In other words, if they see that it's not totally enclosed, the impression that it gives off is that it's vulnerable, even though.
You mean it's also a question of vulnerability?
Yeah.
Does Ramban try something like that? Does he try, like, if they can't see
it? Ramban? Wait, let's take a look at
Ramban.
Is it brought in Megillah?
What?
So Ramban does try to explain.
It's like a kind of
Megillah. Ramban, he Okay, he puts
in
the
Yeah, the Nichsu Mekhani Meveyam. That's a hit, that's a good area. Like the very last line there, Ramban is trying to explain, like, they can hide from their enemies. If they, like... Like, you know where the city is. It's like, you know, a boat where you're moving. I don't get it. So.
Yeah. What are the two sides he has?
The very end, it's like six lines up from the bottom. So
yeah, how much time is the canto?
Yeah.
So he seems to be saying the same for both, no? So that means what?
Yeah, so that's all you could fight a battle. I guess you could hold a.
So that would mean it has a wall.
That would mean it has a wall, right.
And what's the other side?
It's like hidden and concealed.
Isn't that the same thing as the first one?
The first one means you can like fight back. If they try to lay a siege, you can defend yourself. You can hold down the, close the gates, the boiling pitch. Classic archery.
Oh, the first one is that
you can
I mean, it's practical.
You can fight with it. You can fight with it.
Right, so he's saying that so Miglu means it's practical. Miglu would serve just as much as practical insofar as Muhammad is concerned. And then he is, O de Michsu o Mitmeru
Me'evehem. Isn't that the Miglu side? The
yeah.
Miglu, they're protected, is the first side. The Migni Bechamos and Menuchamim. They're protected, fortified in a city, and they can really fight a war because of the city. It's like defense.
Mm-hmm.
But the Miglu is like, since they're not, the other side is that since they're not concealed, if you're concealed, you can like hide or something.
Right.
Camouflage, I don't know.
The first one would be like if you could fight from a beach or something.
So
right?
The first one also wants?
I guess so, yeah. Okay.
Is Migni. That's the second one that I'm on.
Yeah, he forgets the order.
So Migni means. That is, it helps in battle.
Yeah, helps in battle.
So therefore, the Yam will also be considered Migmu.
Right, for sure.
Or do we say that the Michsa...
It's like it helps avoid the... It's like flight. It's like avoids the battle because they can't find you.
Migmu, maybe.
I guess if they don't know there's a city... I have to see a wall. Oh, no. I wonder what's in that wall.
Can't see anything.
Strategically.
They're not going to be attacked.
In other words, eels are both a matter of Atzolah.
Mm-hmm.
They're both a matter of Atzolah.
So he doesn't say anything in the second side about Mechama. He just says Mechsum Matama Me'aveham.
Right, it's a superior type of a thing because they can't tell where you are.
Right.
So they won't fight to begin with. So they won't fight at all.
And because they can't even see you.
Right.
I guess if it's open, they can see the armies.
Yes, they can see the armies, so it's different. Right.
Right. Like Faria, they can evaluate the strength of the city just by cruising by in a ship.
Right.
Did that. Makes sense.
So how does Rashi learn? What are the two ways around here?
I didn't say so much. I didn't try to.
Yeah, don't say much. No filler cup.
I mean, he's got to learn like the Ramban. That if it's closed up, it's better. Right?
Because in the framework of like Hatzalah?
Because in the framework of Hatzalah. So then he has to learn that the only question is, what does Prozi mean? Does Prozi mean that it has the status of, it has no protection, it's no holy kavesh? In other words, it's insofar as doing battle with it, it has no superiority at all. No holy kavesh. Easy. It's a positive idea. It's easy to capture. It has no protection. Or does it mean that it really has true fortification for battle? So if it's Golui, so it lacks in true fortification for battle. Because it's not... in other words, it's the highest level of fortification. Right? But if you say that it's simply Prozi means that it's no holy kavesh, so by Yam you can't put it in the status of no holy kavesh. Correct?
Are those the same side here?
In other words, what I'm trying to say is that I'm using Ramban. I mean, I'm trying to say the question is, what does Prozi mean a positive attribute that it's no holy kavesh?
Right. In which case
the Yam would be fine.
We got okay, got it.
Or does Prozi mean that the opposite, it's not that Prozi means easy to capture,
okay,
but Prozi means the absence of Mukov. It lacks the full-scale level of Mukov.
Mm-hmm. With that Lashon Galoy?
That's Galoy.
Like it's totally exposed,
right? Right, so it lacks the full-fledged status of protection.
Mm-hmm.
So Prozi means not, Prozi is not a positive
mm-hmm.
quality, that is no holy kavesh. It's the absence of the quality of what? Of true fortification.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you only have one quality, true fortification. Either you have it or you don't. So then the Yam's no good. But if you say that it's a special quality of easy to capture, so then you can't say the Yam is easy to capture, man. It has it's fortified. It's hard. So if you say Prozi's Lashon Megula, so it means that it's lacking a mitmeri, the quality of not being able to see the armies of the people in the city. Because it's Goli. But if it's Goli, you can see, you can't. Prozi means that you could see the armies. It's lacking the full-fledged level of protection. So then it wouldn't be good. Or is Prazi mean it's a city without any, what do you call it? Without any protective device. Just can walk in and walk over it. That's what Rashi seems to learn. Alright, so how would you define the three of them?
The three of them mean Batei Chamasa?
Yes. Because the difference would be in the case of the pure ego. Because in terms of protection, it's really protected because you can't see anything.
It's gully.
Right. It's not gully. It's completely, the armies can hide and they could set themselves up strategically and no one's going to know where they are.
Right.
Maybe the structure doesn't have the identity of a true fortifying wall. It's really a house.
Like it just has the effect of it, but
keeping people out, but not the there's a certain.
So, in other words, Batei Rechama is what kind of a definition? An architectural definition, right? It's a definition architecturally. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, it has nothing to do with function.
What's the structure of the city?
It's a structural. It's a structural architectural definition. But now you have a definition of function in terms of battle. And there you have two possibilities. One is they could walk right over it, no holy kavesh. And the other one is that it's not really fortified for battle, fully. It's not fully fortified for battle. So that was whose question? Who's that was Chizkiah's question. In other words, what's the definition of Batei Rechama? It's definitely not architectural. So it's definitely it's functional. But does functional mean there is a function? Or functional means that it's the for battle it's the highest level of protection. Mm-hmm. It's completely fortified for battle. Mm-hmm. That would seem to be. In other words, he said it's not. In other words, over here, it's definitely not architectural. It's a question of functional for battle. But what does it mean? It means that it's no holy kavesh, it's unprotected completely, or no, it's lacking full protection. It's lacking the real protection of a Batei Rechama. Or no, it means that it allows, there's nothing in standing in the way of capture. There's no holy kodesh. That would seem to be the three definitions. So Chizkiah was Masupa. But Rebbe held that what? Rebbe was Masupa. Because Rebbe held that what? That as long as it's not no holy kodesh, so Lagave Purim, it counts as Batei Rechama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Good.
Do we hold this to Safi Rami?
Who?
Like the Gizman is that? Do they read Avaram Banza?
Yeah.
It's over here. Okay. So in the middle, pretty much.
Avaram Banza, no same time acher, lachlok hazman shall prazim mukafim. The omer shebizman shall neiz zekvar nifkudu Yisrael v'alu birshayon koresh v'nizyashvu bareham. So by the time of the nace of the Megillah, they were already, the Jews had already gone up into Eretz Yisrael. Yavapisha Amar Haman Yeshna Amecha Mefuzar Mefura Begomer, which sounds like they really weren't all in one place, they were scattered still. Mikom Makom Anchigesek Dolim Rabbi Yisrael Beretz Yisrael Beisa Hihayu. Okay, so that's Haman talking, but it's not the actual case. Vishuvlo Alumehen Elamuatim Bime Ezra Ukeshitziva Hashvirish Lahashmid Laharu Gulabid Hayu Aprazim Vahayaros Einlam Chomasavid Besavik Sakana Gedola. So the cities that were unwalled were in a much greater sakana, real suffix sakana, that the enemies would attack them much more so than the walled cities. So those, the prazim, were the ones who really celebrate on the 14th. Vishal Shushan, Gamkein Achor Macharas Anes Shalahem, and Shushan also, and then on the 15th, Vizahaya Bishnas Anes Levad.
So that was just the first year.
Just the first year, that's what everybody did. The prazim on Yadalad, and Shushan on Tesvav, but the Mukafin didn't do anything the first year.
Whenever they finished the battle.
Right, they had a Yom Mishra Vizimcha.
Right, so the only one that finished the list
was Shushan.
Right,
because they're the capital. Right, nothing to do with the Mukaf Mechomish, because they're the capital city, and they got an extra day. Okay. Ula Acher Mikan, B'Shanim Abos, Amdu Prazim, V'Nagu Me'atzma Masas Arbasar Simcha Mishtav Yantif. So the Minhag from the Prazim started to make it into a day of Simcha Mishtav Yantif, Isim Lach, it seems. They never did anything at any point, even the future years.
So who did?
Only the Prozim. He doesn't mention Shushan here, but the Prozim were no Egemen, I go the Yom Mishav Simcha V'Yantiv, but the Mukafim Chomla, it sounds like they didn't do the first year, and they didn't continue, certainly.
Why? Because they were not in such a big sakana.
Right, it was never really a big threat.
Right.
You wonder if they were, you know, right. You know, sometimes they take too much security in thinking, you know, if the Prussian get wiped out, are they really going to be fine?
Right.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like
they it. Felt that way, though.
They felt more secure.
They felt more secure, but I just don't know the reality of really, you know, most of the Jews get wiped
right,
out.
That's true.
But still, right? That's what they felt. So, the Zev Shikasa, Alkin Yudim Prazim, Yashim Mari Prazis, Osin is Yomar Basa, Chodesh Adar Sim Chomeshta, Bolohuski Rukam, Mukafim Klal, never mentions Mukafim at all. Ula Acherzeh, so after this Nihud took off, was there for established for a few years. Sheher Kash Barchoy Nehem, Umatu Smachna Torah, and Amad Mordechai, Bezdino, who wrote the Vrim Shel Prazim. So Mordechai and his Bezdin saw that the Menel Yud Prazim was a good Menel. Sheroy Hanes Azeh, Lasses Lo Zecha Doros, it should be a permanent Zecher for all future generations, not just a temporary, or, you know, one generation celebration. The Kavuos of Al-Kol Yisrael, Shekulan Ha-Yubisafik, and he was Kavayan in all Klai Yisrael, because in truth, I mean, that's the point, that really all Klai Yisrael is Bisafik, not just the Prazim. The Ro'u, right?
What's the Safik?
They were all Safik Sakana, even the Mukaf and Choma. They didn't relate to it that way, but the reality was that they were all Bisafik, not just the Prazim. The Ra'u Lahakdim Prazim Mukafim Nation Nisim Hayagadol, and they put the Prazim first on the 14th before the Mukaf on the 15th because their Nase was a greater Nase because they were in a greater Sakana. And I don't know if there's another reason, or I just want to read this part. Sheheim Hischilu B'mitzvah Tchila.
Yeah, another reason.
It's another reason, right? It should be a Vav, right?
Right.
I think so. The Sheheim Hischilu B'mitzvah Tchila Lasas Lehem Levadim Yantif. And also because they are the ones who really started the whole mitzvah.
Right, so they want to show the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael also.
That they did on their own.
They did on their own, it was
so you mocked them, the B'nai Prozim.
In other words, when they first did it, but the Chacham didn't know whether it was right to do.
Right.
So, but then of course, Bachel Heyer and A.M.
Right.
So then it showed that they were really right.
Right.
So now, it, when it is right to be Magdim what?
Present.
The present, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So the Fikach, Kabu Yom Nel Shal Prasim, be Yoman, on their day on the 14th, the Shal Krachim, Ukachim, Kabu Yom Nel Shal Shushan, the Haini Damrin, Damrin Abigamara, Gabes, Sveika Ditferia, the Indian Mikra Megillah, my Prasim, Ukachim, the Chsiv, Gai Mikra Megillah. So what's the, that's the Gemara Safi by Tferia, what is the Din Prasim Ukachim? So is it because the prazim are open and the mukafim are concealed? Vahanami ham megalia, and Tveri also is open. Odom v'shim dahani megnu v'hani lo megnu. These are protected and these aren't. Vahanami kamegania, and Tveri also is protected. Alma time of the dekanti v'shim hatzalahu.
Yeah.
You see it from the Gemara's Chakira that's based upon the shame of the 2 days of Prazi 14 and 15 of walled and unwalled is based upon that concept of Hatzala. The Islam Mukafim Choma Hatzala. They make me Bechamasa and Venochamim. They're protecting the walls and they fight. Oh, they mix them with Tamim Mevam, or they're concealed, they can hide from their enemies. They're Dakos, that's the Ramban.
Okay, so how does he answer this question?
This
question was what?
How do you have like two separate days?
How do you have two separate days because it says Mishpadachad Yelacham?
Right.
So he gives you a whole arichas here.
Right. Tells you how it happened. Because that happened.
Right. So, what's his answer?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He takes you so far away from the question, you forget the question.
it's a great historical account.
It's a great way to handle questions.
Right.
Let me tell you a story.
Should I give you the answer or you want to think about it?
I don't think about it.
Okay, think about it.